818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Monday, September 23rd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The Republican Party chairman, Pete Hoekstra, came out loudly against Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and the Democrats. He did a sit down with MERS News Service. He said point blank that the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, is cheating when it comes to this presidential November 5th general election. Michigan Republican Party Chairman Pete Hoekstra on Friday accused the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, with cheating when she worked behind the scenes with Michigan Supreme Court Justice Kyra Bolden to keep Natural Law Party nominee Robert F. Kennedy on the ballot for the November 5th general election. Hoekstra connected the dots, drawing a line connecting Benson's political action committee giving $82,000 in campaign donations to the Michigan Supreme Court Justice Kyra Bolden, where the report came from their decision, the Bolden's Supreme Court decision, agreeing with Benson that Kennedy could not withdraw his name from the ballot. He is on your ballot. The ballot that's coming to you via absentee. The 9 days of early voting starting in October 26th through November 3rd. The ballot on November 5th will have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name on Michigan's ballot. Why? Because the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that it was because it was the Natural Law Party, not Kennedy, who put RFK Jr.'s name on the ballot. Thereby, only the Natural Law Party could have requested it to be removed or replaced with a different name. It was Bolden's Supreme Court that stepped in at the last minute and upheld that RFK had to stay on the ballot. Hoekstra said flat out, the Democrats are cheating. Why? Because a lot of people And I even agree with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We need to make America healthy again. We need to get rid of chronic disease. We need to stop eating foods that are contaminated with GMOs and chemicals that are killing us, making us sick with cancers and other things. I agree with him 100% on protecting our First Amendment rights to be able to debate on a debate stage when running for president of the United States, and the Democrats would not allow him on the debate stage. Basically, driving him out of the Democrat Party to protect Biden and now Harris. He then left the Democrat Party, ran as an independent, but he was drawing votes from Trump. And after meeting with Trump and talking with Trump, he realized that Donald Trump wants to help him carry out his initiatives, the things that he cares about. He wants to make the kids healthy. He wants to make us healthy. He wants to make America healthy again. Donald Trump agreed to help him do that. Kennedy dropped out of the race and endorsed Trump, and the Democrats are cheating. It's that simple. Short break. We'll be right back.
DairySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. So why does Pete Hoekstra say that the Democrats are cheating? Because the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, her political action committee, gave $82,000 to a Michigan Supreme Court justice candidate running that will be on the ballot November 5th, Kyra Bolden. She basically bought her position by leaving Kennedy on the ballot. It's very clear. It's very simple, people. You need to make sure you tell everybody you know, don't vote for Robert F. Kennedy. Now, why did the Natural Law Party want to keep him on the ballot? According to the courts and their ruling, it was only the Natural Law Party that could request him to be removed from our ballot on November 5th. Replace it with a different name. They didn't do that. You know why? Because they want to stay relative in the political process here in the state of Michigan. If they didn't get at least 3% of the vote for Kennedy under the Natural Law Party on our ballot, they were going to lose their charter. One more political party down the tubes here in the state of Michigan. The Libertarian Party, the Green Party, the U.S. Taxpayer Party. If they don't get a certain percentage of the vote, the state election laws absolutely eliminates their charter. It's the way it's set up. If you're irrelevant as a party, you no longer have your charter to nominate candidates to run for office in our state. The Natural Law Party is like this close, and I'm holding my fingers very close together with my thumb. My finger is like an eighth of an inch apart. They're that close to losing their charter this election. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name is a popular name. Many people believe in his issues, and they're probably going to vote for him. But we found out through polling, through tracking, that he was not going to pull votes from Harris. He was going to pull them from Donald Trump. He's 70 years old. He realizes he only has a few more years on this planet. He went to Donald Trump after the assassination attempt on his life when he was bleeding from his right ear. They talked to each other on the phone. They agreed to meet. They met. And I'm sure it was somewhat of a heated discussion back and forth over the issues. And Trump asked him point blank, if you were to become president, what would be your top priorities? What do you think needs to be done to save our country? Kennedy told him flat out, we have to protect our First Amendment rights. We cannot be sequestered, silenced by the media. We can't be silenced by the parties. We need to have brisk debate and discuss real issues in front of the American people and then let them vote for the person they believe in. That was all eliminated on the Democrat side when they would not even allow Kennedy to be on the ballot as a Democrat. Why? Because he would have easily beat Biden in the presidential primary in February. But they wouldn't let him on the ballot. He left the party and decided to run as an independent. The Natural Law Party endorsed and made Robert F. Kennedy Jr. their nominee in Michigan to stay relevant so that they could get at least 3% of the vote on November 5th and not lose their charter. That is exactly why they did it. Well, Kennedy fought in the courts, went all the way through the Michigan Supreme Court, even elevated it to a federal district judge that was appointed by Bill Clinton back in the 1990s. The 1990s is how long that judge has been on the federal district bench. They're basically cheating in the presidential race. Unless we, the people, educate people. If you see an RFK Jr. sign out in somebody's yard, honestly, folks, you need to stop and knock on the door. People in Bel Air here in Antrim County that had a sign up, I was going to go talk to them, knock on their door. Do you realize that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is not running for president? He dropped out of the race, endorsed Donald Trump. He wants you to vote for Donald Trump. Can you take your Kennedy sign down, please? And if you want, I'll give you a Trump sign to put up. Because your candidate that you have a sign for out in the front of your house is no longer running to be president, is dropped out of the race and has endorsed Donald Trump. He wants you to vote for Donald Trump. He wants you to support Donald Trump with a sign in your yard. Are you wanting to do that, or at least just take down the Robert F. Kennedy sign? You're misleading people. People are throwing their vote away if they vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on November 5th. It's that simple, folks. It's that simple of a conversation. And don't be threatening and intimidating and in their face. Knock on the door and back up 10 feet. Hi, I'm driving by your house and I see your Robert F. Kennedy Jr. sign. Just wanted to make sure you're fully aware. Yeah, I know he dropped out. Yeah, I know he endorsed Trump. But I'm leaving the sign up. Okay. Probably means then you're going to vote for him, right? Absolutely. And you want to mislead others into voting for him as well when he's no longer even running for president. Is that what you're telling me? Yes, it is. Now get off my yard. No problem, sir. You have a nice day. And then as I walk away, I always say, I'll pray for you. Man, that ticks them off. I don't need your damn prayers. Okay, good. That's fine. I understand. You're controlled by Satan. I get it. Yeah, okay, I get it. Have a blessed day. Oh, that really ticks them off. I've got a whole list of my use. I have fun with it. Because seriously, if you are that mentally deranged, liberalism is a mental disorder. If you're missing the DNA that gives you common sense, that gives you facts-based evidence to process logically in your thinking, if you lack that gene, you're all about emotions and feelings and buying into the commercials that they're peddling. If that's your type of mentality, God help you. I feel sorry for you. I hope perhaps through education, engagement, talking with you, perhaps you can be convinced of the facts. Harris has done nothing in the last 4 years to implement any of the policies she's now running on for president of the United States. She has literally done nothing to implement any of these policies. And guess what? Now all of a sudden, she's going to be the president of the hardworking middle class. Right. She's going to cut taxes and she's going to do this and they're going to build 3 million affordable homes for lower and middle class people to be able to buy and rent. Exactly where in the U.S. Constitution, Harris, does it say that the federal government should be in the private sector business of building homes? Oh, no, no, no. We're not going to build the homes. We're just going to throw the money to our Democrat building friends, contractors. We're going to give them the money to build them. Oh, I see. Yeah, a little bit of a payback for them supporting you and donating to your campaign and giving you the ability to run these lies in the form of TV commercials on TV during sporting events. Tiger baseball, by the way, I believe the Tigers are going to make it into the playoffs. Best record in baseball since August 5th. These kids are amazing to watch. They're off today. They have six games left. At home, three games with the Tampa Bay, Florida Devil Rays, and then three games ending the season with the worst team in Major League Baseball, the Chicago White Sox. I think they've only won 35 or 40 games, and they've lost all the rest. They are the worst team in baseball. Tigers will play hard. They're going to try to win all six of the remaining games. If they do that, folks, they're going to be in the playoffs. All the other teams yesterday lost. Every single team had to lose, did. Minnesota Twins dropped two against the Boston Red Sox. San Francisco Giants beat Kansas City Royals in Kansas City. Every single team that needed to lose lost. So it's going to be an interesting final six games. They start tomorrow night on Tuesday. If you haven't watched Tiger baseball at all, ever in the long time, whatever this year, you need to watch this week. It's going to be fun. Six games left, and I believe they're going to make it into the playoffs as a wild card. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. And the kids, the young kids on this team, are getting a ton of experience. If they don't win in the playoffs this year, it'll give them great experience for next year. Packed out Comerica Park. If you live down in the Detroit area, go to a game this week. They need 40, 44,000, whatever the stadium will hold. People down there supporting, yelling, and screaming, giving the energy to the kids. They are awesome. If I lived in Detroit, I'd be going to all six games. But don't live there anymore and have work to do here in Antrim County and around northern Michigan. Signs are going up this week. Absentee ballots are supposed to go out on Thursday. Now we're hearing there's problems in Antrim County and Banks Township. I just got a text message from the county chair. There's problems. Don't know if it's going to affect the entire county or just Banks Township. Christine Gray, if Trump wins, RFK will be the head of the FBI or any other post he wants. So vote for Trump. You know, actually, you know what I would love to see him do? Fire Fauci and give it to Kennedy. What is Fauci the head of? Centers for Disease Control, Institute of Health, I don't know. We'll look up his title during the break. Downstate Kim or Christine, if you're listening, look up Fauci's title and text it to me. The bottom line is this, folks. The bottom line is this. Good versus evil. It's what it comes down to. It's not Republican. It's not Democrat. It's good versus evil. Text me.